A lot of disappointment this time of year. Sky so bright and pink in the morning. It makes you expect great things. And then it just turns out to be another day. Valentine's Day coming up raises your hopes too. And chocolate, do we really need more chocolate? I don't think so. Somebody gives you fresh flowers and you think, how much did this cost? Flowers from Mexico, Chile, you shouldn't have done it. Why'd you pay all that money? The herdsmen, the ushering team from Lake Wobegon Lutheran, they went down to Houston, Texas, down to the national ushering competition on Thursday. There's a great 9-man ushering team. They've been working the Sunday morning service at Lake Wobegon Lutheran now for years and years and years. They won first runner-up in a national tournament in Houston, and they came back with a trophy, and it just meant nothing to people. They meant nothing whatsoever. You get no credit in Lake Wobegon. If you go away and you do a distinguished thing, people just don't seem to care. It just broke the hearts of those men carrying on in the great tradition of the great herdsmen's teams of the 1970s with their famous front four. They had Don and John and Louie and Boomer, who were the front four. It's a 9-man team, and that was just, pardon my language, but it was a hell of an ushering team. It was great. Boomer was the usher's usher. He was a guy who just took charge of a sanctuary on Sunday morning. Nobody got past that man. He got his name from the fact that his voice could strip wallpaper. He was a wrestling coach, and he was an auctioneer for a while. He raised 6 kids. And when he called those kids for supper, they could hear him all over town without his even having to raise his... He was a big man. Boomer was a big man, and he was really in charge of that church. He get those choir members all lined up in the vestibule, you know, at 9:50, 9:55, 9:59, and the pastor was there, and the acolytes with the crucifix and the candles and all that stuff that Boomer didn't care for. He hated processionals. He didn't understand why we had to have it in the Lutheran church. All these people clogging up the aisles and getting in people's way, because he was a man who was in charge. When he was an usher in the Lutheran church, people didn't seat themselves from the rear of the sanctuary up towards the front. He got them in order. He got people in where they were supposed to go. The choir milling around in the vestibule, and Boomer was there, and you'd hear him say, okay, let's get this show on the road. And there was no doubt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?